Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
Oh yeah, it's a great day to usher in the season of glee and grievance on the Amy Beth Arkoe Show, weaving together a mosaic of voices from the arts, politics, personal growth, and justice. How are you? Post-Thanksgiving, hope you had a good one if I didn't talk to you on another platform earlier this week. Full of joy, full of food and friendship. And by the way, thank you so much for helping us make the Grateful Bounty 2022 an ArtsWire top pick and climbing up the podcast charts. We do it for you. It's a labor of love, and we're so happy when you enjoy it. More seasonal fun to come, and we'll take you on the crazy cultural cacophony in measured doses, because we got lots of music to get through, including milestones, birthdays, and your forgotten 45s, including the seasonal variety. You're in the mix, too, if you're listening live. It is Saturday, December 3rd, 9 a.m. out west, 11 a.m. central, high noon here in the soggy east, number in motion, 347-857-4505. Facebook page, PopNet chat box available, should you find yourself taking along for the live ride. And we're still doing it, Twitter, 24/7. At AB Writes, all being held by the talented, tenacious TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML at headquarters, decked out in their holiday sweaters and raring to go. Show, by the way, brought to you in part by Old Navy. It's time to fall in for great holiday styles and savings at Old Navy. Also by Dunkin'. America runs in Dunkin'. Indulge in all your favorites, including their limited holiday editions, like the Butter Cookie Cold Brew, America runs in Dunkin'. Also by PopNet, arts, culture, conversation, on air, online, up and running 24/7, featuring the Amy Beth Arkoe Show and those robust roundtables, where yours truly is once again being pressed into itinerant service as a guest host moderator and getting the knack of it and loving the fact that a lot of my heartier regulars here are taking along for those rides. Always appreciate it. You know I do. So lots to get to in this crazy week. We'll get to it all, right? And the first stop, Cracker Box Palace. Welcome aboard the AB Beth Arkoe Show.
We've been expecting you. You bring such joy, Cracker Box Palace. No matter where you roam, no one loves you. Sometimes it's good. part of life. I'm standing in mid sweet memoir. I met a Mr. Christ, and he said, I welcome you to Crackerbox Parlor. Was not expecting you. Let's swap and tap a Crackerbox Parlor. We welcome you to Crackerbox Palace. We've been expecting you. You bring such joy in Crackerbox Palace. Oh, my love, will you roam? No, I love it too. You bring such joy. Love is true.
Get up. Get up. Get up.
Whoa. Oh, who goes there?
Santa Claus.
Ah, there ain't no Santa Claus.
Oh, yes, there is, and we got a present for you.
You have?
Right
where?
Oh. It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in. And in our world,
Christine McPhee with Fleetwood Mac and Songbird on the Amy Beth Arkwee Show. Sadly lost her, and it felt so sudden because no one knew she was ill earlier this week at the age of 79. Great voice of that great band, and to those of us who were kids of the 70s and 80s and beyond, a real touchstone to our youth. A lot of folks don't realize that not only was she a great singer, but a great songwriter. She wrote or co-wrote many of the band's greatest hits, so she will be missed, but that music, it lives on and on indeed. What a legacy she left behind. And Not Pushing Any Limits from Tina Turner celebrated 83rd birthday earlier this week and still going strong. Autobiographical one from the early days of Ike. Good song indeed. And the holiday spirit in celebration of World AIDS Day on December 1st with Bob Geldof getting all those folks together for Band Aid and all the Live Aid concerts that followed. On and on we go. We've made so much progress scientifically, medically, for AIDS and HIV. We owe a debt of gratitude to people like Dr. Anthony Fauci, who for inexplicable, ridiculous reasons, I guess we should say, maybe there's an explanation, but they're crazy, has become a boogeyman of the fright wing when he has done nothing but give service to this country in terms of public health, but still have to stay vigilant. And when I think about the AIDS epidemic and I think about World AIDS Day, I'm always thinking about my dear friends, Tim and Steve, who I lost way too young, both creative, sweet men. And I try to take my work seriously in terms of artistic integrity and also do good deeds in their honor and in their name because they were good people, and I'm sure a lot of folks have friends like that. So keep those people in mind as you move forward through your life. And legacy of music, another man we lost way too young, George Harrison, who died 21 years ago. Wow, it feels like yesterday. November 29th, 2001. He passed away at the age of 58. I was on the air smack dab in the middle of an afternoon drive show, and the news broke, and we spent most of the rest of the show talking about him, reminiscing about his music, his mystique, and listening to some of that music. The legacy indeed lives on. What a spiritual creature he was, and his music is still with us. A fun song, Crackerbox Palace, which is kind of where we're at these days, with the politics of hate and mayhem. In the middle of the merry season where people are rushing around, there's a lot of stuff going on that's not so great in the world. And stand up. Be one of those people who stands up and calls it out, this whole spate of anti-Semitism, anti-gayism, racism, all of it's out there, and it's a toxic brew. It's being stoked by the right wing. It is Hamada hands in pockets complicity on the part of the Republicans who stand around for the most part and don't denounce it. They do eventually come out and say something, but it took a long time to them to even denounce the so-called breaking of bread between Kanye West, a.k.a. Ye, and that white supremacist, Holocaust denier. I mean, he's a beauty, this kid. He looks like he's 12, and he's about 24. This guy, Nick Fuentes, and that's the last time I'll mention his name, who has some kind of a podcast that five people watch, or a webcast, whatever you want to call it. And he says outrageous things, denying the Holocaust, saying women should wear veils in church, they shouldn't work, they shouldn't vote, black people should go back to Jim Crow laws. I mean, we're talking, I don't know what, whether this is a stunt or this guy really believes this stuff, who knows, but it's outrageous, and it's certainly outrageous that former President Trump entertained this guy and pretends, of course. He always says he doesn't know who these people are, but he knew exactly who Kanye was, and he's on this anti-Semitic rant for about a month. Kudos to John Mellencamp, who at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony and inducting entertainment lawyer Alan Grubman talked about anti-Semitism and how it has to be denounced, and that silence is complicity, which is exactly what was reiterated by President Biden earlier this week. And, of course, when Mellencamp made those statements, it was during the early spate of the latest rant from Kanye West, not the stuff that was even more outrageous when he showed up with a bondage mask over his face during the Alex Jones show. And why the heck Alex Jones still has a show is another story altogether, since he just declared personal bankruptcy, but that's a whole other issue. And for once, he wasn't the craziest person on set, where he pretty much embraced Hitler and said he was a great man and did great things. And it's crazy. And he's also you know, it's like Stephen Miller is a self-loathing Jew with his separatist and replacement theory that he exudes. Kanye West is also wearing White Lives Matter T-shirts and that kind of thing. It's just craziness, and I don't know where it comes from. I don't know why it's there. In Kanye's case, a lot of people are saying it's mental illness. You can't give it a pass, though. It has to be called out. It's being stoked on social media platforms like Twitter with the Elon Musk business, and of course he finally took down one of his tweets, finally suspended his account, I guess, after the latest round of Hitler-loving nonsense. It's tough times for a lot of folks, and we have to remember that, and all hate is horrible, and whether we're talking anti-Semitism or hoarding gay bashing, transphobia, which is on an uptick, racism, misogyny, all of it, anti-Asian, which we saw during the height of the COVID pandemic, all of this stuff has to be taken into account, and we have to stand up against it, and just sitting around and sitting on our hands is not the answer. Everybody has to speak out in whatever platform, every way you have. Don't just let it go by, and don't just cluck your tongue and say no big deal, because it is a big deal, and it's very dangerous. Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box. If you want to talk on the phone, you got to wave your little hand thing for me so I know that you want to talk, and let's see what we got going around the bend here. President Biden, of course, said that he wants to make a few things clear. The Holocaust happened. Hitler was a demonic figure. And instead of giving it a platform, our political leaders should be calling out and rejecting anti-Semitism wherever it hides. Silence is complicity. As I said, that's the same thing that John Mellencamp was saying, and I do think that is so true. Lori says, well, you know, if you need to get to the I Love Hitler level to stand up for Jews, you aren't exactly an ally. This stuff has been going on for a lot longer than just a couple of days. For sure indeed. The problem is Trump. He gives it all a platform, and he stokes it. He didn't create it, but he stokes it. So says Embry S. Exactly true in that. Ancy says, misinformation is the biggest challenge for youth. The fabric of society is dying slowly in conjunction with the amount of anti-Semitism we face. Blaming the Jews has a direct correlation to the state of economy. Jews bore the brunt due to that. Hyperinflation in Germany, we have to learn from history. That's the problem. We just don't. Our history and the history around the world, we don't learn from it, and we have to, and we give too much credence to some really wacky theories and people, and I fear, even though it wasn't that red tsunami that people were worried about, the so-called red wave, the midterm elections, the Congress is going to be, the House of Representatives is going to be controlled by Republicans, even if they're with a razor-thin margin, and it's going to be chaos. It's going to be a mess. It's going to be Hunter Biden laptop city investigations. And again, I'm not saying if Hunter Biden did something wrong, he should get a pass. But what about the Trump kids? What about Ivanka making $650 million or whatever it was, including patents for voting machines that she got in, that she created or made in China? I mean, this kind of stuff needs to be investigated too, doesn't it? And this was a person who was involved in the government. Hunter Biden is a man who had challenges, had an addiction problem. He's the son of a candidate then and a son of a president now. I'm not saying he should get a pass, but that shouldn't be the biggest focal point of our country. But it will be, among other things, including impeaching Joe Biden and impeaching the cabinet members, et cetera, investigating the investigators, as McCarthy, who hopes to be the speaker, we'll see if it happens, says. And that, to me, is also outrageous. A waste of time. And we'll see what happens in terms of 2024. On that road, the Democrats are doing themselves proud. Their new leadership is in place. Hakeem Jeffries, the first black leader of any congressional caucus. Congratulations to him. I think he'll do a great job taking over for Nancy Pelosi. We also have Pete Aguilar and Kathleen Clark in the leadership positions. Nancy will hang on in an elder stateswoman role and advise. And I wish he could be the speaker, and maybe in 2025 he can, because it's going to be a couple of tumultuous years. But we have the Senate, and, of course, the big runoff race between Warnock and Walker should be a runaway for Warnock, not just because he's done a stellar job and he's a very eloquent man, intelligent and kind, etc., but because Walker is so ill-suited to the gig. I mean, the man has problems intellectually, he has problems morally, he has problems mentally, and yet they put him forth, and the race will be close. So if you didn't vote, if you're in Georgia, and during the early voting, there was a big bunch of votes, supposedly. That's good news for the Democrats. Don't take anything for granted. If you haven't voted and you're a voter in Georgia, wait online if you have to on Tuesday and get this thing done, because 6 years of embarrassment is too much in a state that already has a two-year embarrassment clause with you-know-who, Marjorie Taylor Greene. So get out there and please do your part. That's the way it is indeed. Weigh in. I'm Amy Beth Arquisha.
jar. A man in silk suit hurries by to catch the poor old lady's eyes. Just for fun he says, get a job. That's just the way it is. Some things will never change. That's just the way it is. But don't you believe them? Said, hey little boy, you can't go where the others go. You don't look like they do. Said, hey old man, how can you stand to think that way? Did you really think about it before you made the rules? Just the way it is. Some things will never change. That's just the way it is. Oh, but don't you believe that?
Choice. Two candidates. Two men. A choice that will decide how the world sees Georgia. For Georgia, it's simple. The choice is Raphael Warnock. Principled, bipartisan, a passionate leader rooted in faith and service to Georgia. A legacy of leadership, making lives better in the community. He's done more than just fight for us in Washington, D.C. Raphael Warnock has made us proud. He's worked across the aisle to get things done. Putting people before party and politics. Herschel Walker? Troubled, confused, untruthful, and unreliable. And yes, violent. Walker isn't honest with his own family or with us. Warnock will lead for all Georgia. Walker will embarrass us for 6 long years. Come to think of it, this election really isn't a choice at all. Raphael Warnock for United States Senate.
The Lincoln Project paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Ophelia, I gotta help you. Maybe I'll walk on back to Georgia like a boy, ain't got no home. Come the morning, I'm gonna
fountain of youth. I can see that now. I'm walking and talking with you.
Well, I've been blinded by the sun, washed in the rain, scattered in America, I'm scattering again. But if you're going south, darling, I guess I'm traveling with you. And if you feel my love won't leave you, and if your sorrow has been your share,
if you are if you are traveling back to Georgia,
won't you take me with you there?
Take me with you.
Breaking news at this hour as Democrats in one area are bringing back masking.
But Mike Lindell is like an Old Testament prophet.
And you all represent evil, including you. I want to look in your eyes, especially you.
It all started with, allowing women to wear pants.
Let's have peaceful protests from 8 in the morning to 5 in the afternoon.
Sirs and ma'ams, nothing is not owned by nobody. Everything is owned by somebody.
Thank you very much for your time.
You've got the leadership, the brass of the Department of Defense, who are prioritizing Pride Month, putting out pictures with rainbow bullets.
It feels like we're on the brink of, multiple World War IIIs.
Give me freedom or give me death.
Give me liberty.
No, you said freedom.
Oh, okay.
The Kyle Rittenhouse turkey shoe.
That's right, Kyle. When I saw how these fake news turkeys operated, I had to start coding immediately.
Insurrection is about the people.
We have never been critical of anyone for being gay.
Who here is committed to stay until they actually revoke?
I'll be here by myself.
I know I'm a little kid, ugly when I'm really born at first.
F*** off, Nike.
I'm illiberal. I don't believe in democracy. I do not believe in universal suffrage. I don't support women's rights. I don't support LGBT rights. Trump was like, I like you. To the point I was like, me? He said, this guy's smart.
The Golden Corral, you ought to have your wedding reception at the Golden Corral. Because think about this now. You can get a plate for $9. You can invite 300 people. 9 times 300 is not that much. You don't have to pay that much money. And you get a chocolate fountain.
Yeah. Hello, Ethic Department. Hello, Austin Department.
This is what's going on in our house right now. I have no idea what the hell's happening.
No one likes us. I don't know why. We may not be perfect, but heaven knows we try. But all around, even our old friends put us down. Let's drop the big one and see what happens. We give them money, but are they grateful? No, they're spiteful and they're hateful. They don't respect us, so let's surprise them. We'll drop the big one, pulverize them. Asia's crowded, Europe's too old. Africa's far too hot and Canada's too cold. South let's drop the big one, there'll be no one left to blame us. We'll save Australia. Don't wanna hurt no kangaroo. build an all-American amusement park there. They got surfing too. Boom goes London, boom Paris. More room for you and more room for me. In every city, the whole world round, we'll just be another American town. Oh, how peaceful it will be. We'll set everybody free. You wear a Japanese kimono, baby, be a tie your shoes for me. They all hate us anyhow, so let's drop the big one now. Let's drop the big one now.
Randy Newman is Rye Political Science on the Amy Beth Arkley Show. The singer-songwriter, one of my early faves, celebrated his 79th birthday, I think November 29th or 28th, earlier this week. Way to go. Great music. He is such a talented guy, and a lot of folks have done his songs over the years, but he has his own personal style and, of course, became a very big Oscar-winning, finally. He was nominated so many times, finally got the Oscar for one of the soundtracks. He wrote many movie soundtracks and movie songs. Indeed, great guy. Randy Newman, Political Science. Couple of songs as all eyes are on Georgia and the runoff coming up, the final day of voting. Early voting was a big push. Election Day, it's closed now. You got to wait till Tuesday if you didn't vote. And if you're in Georgia, please do so. A couple of songs for that. Big Endeavor, Nancy Griffith with Adam Duritz, and Going Back to Georgia. And Back to Georgia, smack dab in the middle of the 70s with one of my early favorites, Loggins and Messina. They should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame too, but I digress. Also, the Lincoln Project, of course, the craziness, what that was, last week in the GOP, they call for this stuff so we don't have to, and boy, do they say some crazy stuff. And also they have the two men from Georgia, compare and contrast, Raphael Warnock, the current senator and reverend, against his opponent, Herschel Walker, with all his deficits. Who are you going to vote for? And don't you forget, too close to call. That's why runoff, because it was too close to call to begin with, so don't take anything for granted. A lot of folks say that Warnock has it in the bag. I wouldn't believe it if I'm a Georgia voter. I'd get out there and vote. Please do so. That's the way it is from Bruce Hornsby in the Range. Bruce Hornsby celebrated his 68th birthday earlier this week. I remember playing him when he first burst on the scene, late 80s, I guess, right? Yeah, it's been a long time. But with or without the range, the man's got credibility, indeed. It is the Amy Beth Arkley Show. Weigh in, anything, everything on your mind. Twitter, AB Writes, phone line 347-857-4505. Should you find yourself dropping in on the Saturday, December 3rd show, the live version. We have the Facebook page and the PopNet chat box available, too. Claudia, PopNet chat box, thank you so much. You know how to do it all. Get the music and the emotions going at the same time. It works. You go, girl. Thank you, Claudia. I really appreciate it. Stressful, indeed, is this season. So says Maury, also PopNet chat box. Thank you for being a little oasis in the middle of my day. Lots of shopping to do and lots of stress about the woes of the world. Yeah, we're all on that for sure. The Georgia runoff is on some folks' minds. Let's see that Aurora. Eric says, here's a first-man account of something criminal and in-your-face racist with Georgia. Man voting in Georgia is so different than in Illinois. When I lived in Chicago during early voting, I went to the local elementary school, waited in line for about 10 minutes, and they gave me a sheet of paper. I checked people off and then put the paper in the machine and left. Here in Georgia, you're waiting hour, two, sometimes 3 or 4 hours online. It's criminal. It's disgraceful. It's done on purpose. Indeed, that great, you know, it's funny how they did have some heroes during the 2020 election in Georgia, including Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, who stood up to Trump. He did do that, but he was also part of the more suppressive voting rule law. They didn't need it because they proved by standing up to Trump that everything went smoothly and all of the votes were counted properly, et cetera. But they still went along with it and made this law even harder for people to vote and more restrictive, like not allowing you to have water online and all that kind of nonsense. So there's something going on that's not great down there. And, you know, I always say I'm voting by mail these days, but before when I had to wait online, it would be maybe up to 10 minutes at the most. You know, and if you went at a peak time, I guess if you went early rush hour in the morning or rush hour in the evening, maybe you have to wait 20 minutes in the suburban New York. But all of these people, you know, they endure. They really endure a lot, and I have to give them a lot of credit for folks who will stand in line. But it's so crucial. If you didn't vote, please do stand in line on Tuesday if you're in Georgia, because don't believe the polls, as somebody said. Who said that on this? Peachy Georgia says, don't believe the polls. Every vote counts. Vote blue. Get out the vote for Warnock. Please do it. Rain or shine, wait in line if you have to. Yeah, I understand that. That's right. Georgia is watching for election fraud, says an unknown masked person. Okay, that's a great moniker. I love it. Count the votes, count the votes, and you have to vote. Labor is out in force voting for Warnock, but you have to get out to do it. Yes, and I'm sure you saw snippets of President Obama making his bid for Raphael Warnock and, of course, his bid against Walker. It's too easy, really. He talked about how Walker is debating about whether he wants to be a vampire or a werewolf. He said, yeah, I had that debate, too, back when I was seven. So crazy stuff indeed, and it's tough. But please, if you can, please vote. Oh, Allie says, I'm making calls for Warnock. We got to get out the vote. Yeah, I may be doing that later this weekend, too. Please, if you're in Georgia and you haven't voted yet, wait in line if you have to and get this job done, because you do not want an embarrassment for 6 years. You already have an embarrassment for 2 years in the guise of Marjorie Taylor Greene. That's a whole other story, and how much power is she going to wield over the potential, we don't even know if it's going to happen, but probable Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, who is kind of a weak-kneed guy who just wants his own power, and he's going to sell himself and his party down the river for it, and we're going to have a lot of chaos and mayhem in Congress, in the House anyway, with their investigating the investigators and all this kind of nonsense, which could be proved dangerous. Not good at all. Hey, the Inspiration to Action Challenge will put you in a good mood. A lot of folks are doing it and getting themselves re-embracing, getting in touch with their inner artist and re-embracing their creative side. Fiona, Madison, Wisconsin, sent me a quick missive where she said, thank you so much, gave me the right push. I'm writing again, look for a memoir late in 2023, I think. Well, keep going, Fiona. A memoir takes a lot of courage, a lot of work. Do it at your own pace, and I applaud your efforts. Please keep us posted. Inspiration to Action, if it's worked for you, I'd love to give you a shout-out. You deserve it. You're also spiriting other folks on. Please send us a missive via the website, amybetharkawy, ARKAWY.com. Easy access via the Twitter feed. And if you need a push in the right direction, we can start a creativity coaching counseling conversation. 2 to 3 weeks, please, and I will get in touch with you and give you a primer on the challenge and some other tricks and tips that can help you in this season. And sometimes creativity is all you need. And some glad tidings, too. This one is for a lot of hardy irregulars. It's always a popular one around here this time of year. For Petra, for Nixie, and for Pearlie, and for Sam, via the Pop in the Chat Box, it's glad tidings from Van Morrison to you. I'm Amy Beth Arquisha.
Surprise. La 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 la, la la la. gonna pep on the stick. Come a fire from a higher place and fill the stockings by the fireplace. So you, how are you, that's cool. Play it, Santa. Oh,
since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I've brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. And the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow and snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really grab me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Oh, the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Snow in the soggy northeast on the Amy Beth Arkley Show with Dean Martin. Cool Yule from the belated birthday girl Bette Midler. We celebrated her 50th anniversary of that great debut album, The Divine Miss M, on our last show. And since the other day, December 1st, was her 77th birthday, we're fitting her entirely all those years, 50-plus years of great music, Grammy-winning music, and also, of course, Oscar-nominated movie roles. She sort of won a couple for things like The Rose and Stella, right? Good stuff indeed. She's also a human rights activist and an environmental activist indeed. Bette Midler, what a great legend indeed. 77 belated birthday candles on December 1st to her. And glad tidings from Van Morrison for a bunch of Party of Your Regulars, Nixie, Shay, and Don, with kind words via the PopNet chat box, Twitter feed, and Facebook, respectively. Thank you so much for taking along for the live ride. As we mentioned, all the shows are archived for podcasts. Follow the Amy Beth Arkley Show wherever you get your podcasts. And make the listen, select editions too, in the Arts Radio Network, PopNet, PodStream, and, of course, All roads lead back to our website, amybeth.arkawy.com. And while you're at the website, by the way, you can peruse my stories, a great holiday read, the Eliza Gordon Mysteries, other goodies as well. It's our gift to you to lighten up and brighten up the season wherever you may be. Susan reminds us, never forget, not one Republican officeholder who objected to Biden's victory have objected to their own wins on the same day, on the same ballots, using the same election systems. I always thought that was funny, Susan. It just shows how ridiculous and disingenuous this whole election fraud thing is. The only thing is it's not funny because there are people that have been duped and actually believe it, and that's pretty scary, and it erodes our system. Joe Walsh, the conservative commentator, has said the problem isn't Trump having dinner with a white supremacist Holocaust denier. That is who Trump is. The problem is Republican silence after finding out Trump had dinner with a white supremacist Holocaust denier. Regarding Trump, Republican silence has always been the problem. We'll see what happens this week. They wrapped up the closing arguments in the trial of the Trump Organization. Not Trump, though, so he can go to jail, but there can be fines levied against the Trump Organization and maybe some prohibition of business dealings. I don't know what the verdict will be. Alan Weisselberg, the CFO, will be going to jail, at least for a short time, as he testified in that trial. Decades of criminality on the part of Trump and his family, and somehow they get away with it. It just, you know, I don't want to hear the nobody's above the law business that Merrick Garland always spews. It's nice. I hope it's true, but it doesn't seem that way so far. As far as the Georgia stuff goes, anybody else on that, getting out and voting is so key. Please don't believe the polls. Everybody has to vote. CeCe says on the phones for Warnock today, come on, Georgia, get this right. Vote blue. Save democracy. Don't be an embarrassment to the state and the country. I'm with you on that, CeCe. Please do it if you can. If you live in Georgia and you haven't voted, that runoff race is so crucial Tuesday, even if you have to stand in line. Vote Warnock. Don't vote for the embarrassment of Walker. Hey, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you to the TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML headquarters for keeping us moving. Thank you so much. Drive safe, play nice, dream big. Come back and see us, won't you? On the Amy Beth Arkawy Show. I'm going to leave you with a great holiday classic. It was released on December 1st, 1971, 51 years ago. It's John Lennon, Yoko Ono, and the Plastic Ono Band. A classic. Happy Christmas. War is over if we want it. We do want it. Unfortunately, some tyrants like Putin don't, but the people of both Ukraine and Russia do, and all over the world. We have to work on that together. Visualize, stand up and fight, and use your platforms wherever you can to fight racism, anti-Semitism, anti-LGBTQ, transphobia, anti-Asian. All hate has got to be eradicated, and we all have to stand up in our own ways, put out the positive energy and vibes, and we can get this to a better country. Thank you so much for joining us. Come back. You know I love you all.
So this is Christmas. And what have you done? Another year over. And you won't just be gone. And so this is I hope you have fun. The need